Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf, Psachim Chav Zayin. We are 8 lines from the top of the Amid. Perhaps before we begin, let's take a look again at that Braisa at the beginning of our Sugya, and we'll come back here. A Chavav and Beis, right in the middle of the Amid, at those two dots. Yasek boy, got it? Tanur Rabbanan. Tanur Sheisikoi Beklipi Arlo. A tanner which he fueled, which he heated using peels, shells of the earl of fruit, which are asur b'hanah, or yibakashin shel kalei akerem, or he used the straw of kalei akerem, which are also asur b'hanah. So what happens now? What happens with the oven? Chodosh yutatz. If it was a brand new oven, so when they finished forming the clay oven, they would heat it to harden it. So the arla or the kalei akerem fuel actually contributed and produced the oven, because the process was completed using Isur Hana, Yutatz. So you have to demolish the oven, because the oven itself is a product of Isur Hana. Yoshon, if it was merely an old oven which he heated up in order to use the oven, Yutzan, just cool it off and then use it. Ofa Bais HaPas, if you bake bread in an oven using Isur Hana firewood, Rabbi Omer HaPas Asura, the bread is Asur, because the Isur Hana has directly produced that bread. The flame coming from the Isur Hana, firewood, heated the bread, baked the bread, so now the bread is a product of Isur Hana. The Chachamim Omer, no, HaPas Muteres, the Pas is Muter. According to the Chachamim, the Isur Hana is already not in existence by the time the flame has come about. So the flame is not tangible, Isur Hana, and therefore, even though the bread was baked using Isur Hana firewood, the bread is mutter. Whereas according to Rebbe, explained Rashi and Tosfos, the flame which is feeding off the firewood is still considered Isur Be'end, is a tangible mamoshes of Isur there, and since it produced the bread is not a product of Isur Hana and is also. The rice concludes, Bishla Gabi Gechom, if he baked this bread on the coals, in which case the actual firewood is no longer intact, the Vera Kalmuta all agree that there's no concern here. So there are two elements in this brisa. Number one, he actually baked bread using the Isur Hana firewood, according to Rebbe. The bread is considered a direct product of the Isur Hana and is Asur, whereas according to Chachamim, it's Mutter. Because the firewood, the actual firewood itself, is no longer intact. It's been incinerated and transformed into a flame, and we don't view the Isur Hana as though it produced the bread. That's one element. And then we discuss the actual state of the oven. So we actually completed the oven-making process using the Isur Hana. It's a Tanur Chadash, which was hardened and galvanized using the Isur Hana firewood. The Braisa says you have to demolish it, because it's been produced through Isur Hana. Gemara brought a braisa which says that it's actually mutter. Even the actual new oven is mutter. And the Gemara told us that this question depends on the broader sugya of zeh v'zeh gerim. We have two causes, two gerim, which are coming to produce the same product, the same result. Two elements. One is asur, one is mutter, and both are producing something. Zeh v'zeh gerim. What is Allah? Do we say Zev Zagurim Mutter, the ensuing product is Mutter, or do we say Zev Zagurim Asr, the resulting product is Asr? So here we have an oven which was galvanized using the Isur Hana firewood. You can't actually eat the oven itself. The oven itself is certainly Asr to be eaten. But going forward, he's going to try to break some bread there. He's going to introduce some new firewood, which is Mutter firewood. So there are two elements contributing to the baking of the bread going forward. You have the oven, which is asur, because it was produced through Isur Hana, it was galvanized, hardened through the Isur Hana. That's one element. But then we have the other element, which is mutter, the new firewood, which he is going to bring into the oven. So jointly, together, the oven with the firewood together will combine to form, to bake a new loaf of bread, which is a product of two elements. One is, one heter. So apparently this braisa that we just learned which says that the new oven produced to the Isur HaNar has to be demolished because it can't be used further. This braisa holds that although he's going to introduce some new firewood, which is an element of heter, it's zev zegerim is asur. And according to Shita Rabbi Lezer holds zev zegerim is asur, as opposed to the other braisa, which says that even a tar chadash, galvanized, hardened through the Isur HaNar, can be used going forward. Because he's introducing a new element of heter, he's going to bring some new firewood here. The firewood with the oven together will produce the loaf of bread. Zev zekerim is mutter. And that's why you don't need to demolish the oven. Says the Gemara, where is Rabbi Lezer? You speak about Rabbi Lezer holding Zev zekerim. Asar, where did you find the address? Where is Rabbi Lezer? Let's move over to Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. We learned the first sugya. Now we're holding in the middle of Rabbi Lezer. Eight lines from the top. Ella Rabbi Lezer the Atzei Asher. Apparently it's Rabbi Lezer found in the context of the Atzei Asher. So the Asher is a tree which was worshipped for the Zora. The Snan Notal Heimana Eitzim. If he removed some wood from the Asherah tree, which is Asur Bahano, Asurim Bahano, that wood is Asur Bahano. His Sikbain is a Tanner. If he used them to heat up his oven, Chodesh Yutatz. If it was a new oven. In which case the firewood completed the oven making process because he hardened the oven using this firewood. Yutatz, he has to demolish the oven. Because even if he's going to introduce firewood, which is mutter, into this oven, and the firewood with the oven will combine to produce a new loaf of bread, zev zegoyer mezas, yoshan yutzan, if it's merely an old oven, just cool it off and then bring new firewood and bake your bread. Offer by pas. If he actually baked bread using this Isur HaNar wood, Asurin or Asura Bahana. Nisaver Bacheris, if that loaf of bread got mixed in with others, which are Mutter, Bacheris, and those mixed in with others, yet another group of loaves which were Mutter, Kulin Asurin Bahana, they're all Asur Bahana because somewhere within them there's a loaf of bread which is Asur Bahana. Rav Lezer Omer, don't worry, Yoylech HaNar Liyam HaMelech. You don't have to consider them all to be Asur. Just take the Hanah, the value. Whatever benefit you had from the Atzei Asherah, take some money, which corresponds to that value, and send it to the Yam HaMelech. It's a sort of redemption for the Isur HaNar. And then you can eat the entire batch of loaves. Amar Lois, the Chacham responded, you can't do that. Ain pidyon avodah zarah. There's no such a thing as redemption when it comes to avodah zarah. That applies to hegdish, etc., but not to avodah zarah. So the entire group of loaves of bread are usur because the isur is not bottle. So apparently, Rabbi Lezer holds zev zegoyim is usur, right? That's why when you harden the new oven using the atzei asherah, you have to demolish it. It's not usable because even if you're going to introduce new wood into the oven, so you have an element of heter, the new wood, element of iser, the oven, which was produced by Isur HaNar, and they're both joining forces to create a new loaf of bread. Zev zegerim is asur. So apparently, Rabbi Lezer is the one that holds Zev zegerim is asur, and he is the author of the first portion of that brice that we learned today, that if you use the klipe erla, or the kashin of klei kerem, to harden the new oven, the oven is asur. Amar the Shamus Leiler Rabbi Lezer by the Zora. When do we hear Rabbi Lezer? How do you know that Rabbi Lezer would apply the same thing here? Perhaps Rabbi Lezer only holds his halacha by the Zora, the Chomer Yisura, which has a more stringent Isser. And there he holds that even when there are two elements joining forces, holding hands to create something, you have the Isser of the Zora and the Heter of the new firewood. We say, well, the Zora element is not bottle and it must be reckoned with. It can't be discounted. And since it's joined together to create that new product, it's us. Maybe the Zora because it's a chomer, it's not bottle. Bishar Isurim Shabbatorim Mishamasli. How do you know that he would apply the same concept to other Isurim, Orla and Klayakarim? Elim Kain, Aman Tirmaya. Because it says, Mara, if you suppose that he doesn't apply it over here, then Aman Tirmaya. Who are you going to attribute this brisa to? Who's going to be the author of the brisa which holds Zev Zegerim is us, even by Yorla, but Klai Kerem? Since we have no other address, Let us assume the Tana of this Braisa is Rabbi Lezer, who applies the concept of Zev Zegur not only to Avodah Zarah, but also to other Yisur. V'oid, in addition, Hatani Behed, we have a clear Braisa. V'chein, Hoya Rabbi Lezer Oyser, B'chol Yisur and Shabbat Torah. He applied the same concept to all other Yisur. Okay, so we have Rabbi Lezer, who holds Zev Zegur as Asur, and he is the author of the first portion of our Braisa, that the Chodosh is Yutatz. Then we have the second portion of the Braisa discussing the Afiyas HaPas. So if you actually bake bread using Isra and firewood, Rabbi says, Aser, Chacham say Mutter. And the reason was because in that case he's directly benefiting from the firewood because there's an oven here as well, which is Mutter, but the main element, the Iker, is the firewood, which is producing the heat. So in that case, certainly Rabbi holds the bread, which was produced using this firewood, is asr. What does the Chacham say? No, even in that case, we explained earlier, because the fire is not the actual wood. The wood has been incinerated, it's no longer intact, and therefore, according to the Chachamim, we don't have Isra Hanah producing the bread. Now, what does Rebbe hold when it comes to Zev Zegorim? Amar Rabbi, Imtim Tzuleimar, Zev Zegorim Asr. If you speculate, perhaps we can say that, even according to Rebbe, Zev Zegorim is Asr. Just as Rebbe says that if you bake bread using Isra Hanah firewood, the bread becomes Asr. He would hold likewise if you have Zev Zegorim, it's also Asr. So in the case where you harden the new oven using the firewood, you can no longer use that oven. Because although you're going to introduce new firewood, which is an element of Heter, Rebbe will hold, when you have an element of Isser and Heter joining together to produce something, Zev Zegorim is Asr. So if you propose that the initial part of that Braisa, which told us that you have to demolish the oven, is actually also Shitas Rebbe, because Rebbe holds not only is the bread baked with the firewood Asr, but even the oven itself is Asr. Imtim Tzalema Zev Zegorim Asr, Rebbe, hi, Rebbe Lezer. So apparently Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer concur. Rebbe follows the same Shita, Rebbe Lezer, Zev Zegorim is Asr. Imtim Tzalema Zev Zegorim Mutter. However, if you say that Rebbe disagrees with Rebbe Lezer, when you have two elements, one Isra, one Heter, of course, the ensuing product is Mutter. So, in the case where you have the Tanur Chadash, you can use it going forward by introducing a heter element, new firewood. And the Braisa that told us that the Tanur Chadash has to be demolished, there's no use for it, is not Shitas Rebbe, it's actually Shitas Rebbe Lezer, who holds Zev Zegorim is Asr. According to Rebbe, no. When you have two elements joining forces, it's Mutter. However, when it comes to the Pass. That's different. When he takes Isra Hanah firewood and fuels up his oven and places some dough there and bakes bread directly from through that firewood, in that case, Rebbe holds it's awesome. Why? Says the Gemara of Imtim Tzalem Zev Zegoyer Mutter. If we're going to a blazer, we have two elements. One Isra, one Heter, it's Mutter. V'hacha, over here by the bread, which is being baked directly through the firewood of Isra Hanah. The reason why it's also Mishum, the Yesh Shvach Eitzim, Bepasu. And over here, the reason why the Pas is also because the Shvach of the Eitzim, the benefit of the positive effect of the Eitzim are embedded, are contained within the Pas. Because the Isra Hanah firewood actually baked that bread. So it's regarded like a single element here, although we have the oven as well, which is heter, but as the Mepharshim explained, the primary element is the heat-producing firewood. As the Ran says, it's as though the Isser is m'urv in the bread. It's as though we see it here. So that's why, according to Rebbe, this is different. Bread actually baked together with Isser, not firewood, is asr. Mishum deyesh shvach etzem bepasu. If that's the case, says Abaye, the same thing would apply to similar cases. Hani ka'arais, these bowls, v'kaisais, these cups, v'kaisais, these plates. Asiri are asr in the same context. So you have these earthenware dishes, which were hardened in an oven, in a kiln, using Isra no fuel. In that case, you can't use these bowls, dishes, or cups. Why? Because they were directly affected and produced by the Isra no firewood. It's like the bread. So you can't have an offer from them. You can't drink from this cup because it's a direct hana from something produced by Isra hana. So according to Rabbi, it would be us. Ki pligi. When then would it be a bechleikis between the shittes, between Rabbi who would hold zev zagoyim is mutter, Rabbi Lezer holds zev zagoyim is aser. That's only when you have zev zagoyim. You have two elements joining together. You have an iser element and a heter element. Ki pligi betana bekaderu. By the oven, as we discussed, and a pot. So in both these cases, you're not going to directly benefit from the tanner. You're not going to eat the oven, which was produced by Isra Hanah. You're not going to eat the pot produced by Isra Hanah. Rather, these pieces of equipment are meant to be used jointly with heter. For instance, let's take the oven. So he galvanizes oven using Isra Hanah. So now the oven is a product of Isra Hanah, but he's not consuming the oven directly. He's merely using it as an ingredient, as an element in further production of bread. He brings some heter firewood into the oven. So now we have an element of heter, an element of Isra, which is the oven itself, and they jointly produce the loaf of bread. So Zev is a ger, likewise a kedera. How do you use a pot? So you fill it with food, place it on the stove. So it's the pot with the heat beneath it, joining together to produce the cooked dish. So it's zev zegar, the pot itself, which was galvanized, hardened by the Isra Hanah. It's certainly usher, but you're not using it directly, you're using it together with something else, with the heat beneath it, to produce that cooked dish. So we have two examples of zev zegar. So l'man d'amar, zev zegar usher, according to Rabbi Lezer, usher, in this case it's usher. L'man d'amar, zev is a gerim mutter, shari. In this case, it would be mutter. So again, in the case of dishes like plates, bowls, cups, which were placed in a oven and heated up, hardened, galvanized by the Isra Hanah, those things are asr because they're used directly. You take a glass, you drink from it. You can't. You can't have hanah from something which was produced by Isra Hanah, as opposed to an oven or a pot, which were hardened by Isra Hanah. In those cases, you're not directly benefiting from the oven or the pot because you need to have another ingredient added to achieve results. You need to bring firewood of heter into the oven. You need to light a fire of heter underneath a pot to cook with it. So we have zev zegar, both elements are jointly producing the resulting product. So that depends on the machlekes of zev zegar, if it's asur, kontra blazer, kontra rebbe, would be mutter. Ikad de amri, there's another version, afilu man domer, zev zegar mutter, even going to rebbe that holds zev zegar is mutter. Kedera asura, when it comes to a pot, we're going to say it's asur. So again, a pot which was hardened by the Isra no firewood, you can't use that pot. Why? Do kibla bishula, because it accepts the dish, the ingredients that you're going to cook, mekame denitan etim deteira, prior to the placement of the heter wood beneath it. So that's the manner of cooking. You take a pot, fill it with ingredients, and then you place it on the fire and heat it up. So that usage is a direct hanah from the pot itself prior to the fire arriving. That's called a direct hanah from the pot. And therefore, according to this version of the Gemara, it would be us. It's like having an off from the plate, from the cup, from the bowl, or from the bread. Apparently, according to the first version, since filling the pot with food is merely as a preparatory act for actually cooking with the fire, that's not really called the hanah. So the main hanah is as a result of the cooking. You're merely preparing for that process. And of course, the cooking process entails both, has both elements, the pot itself and the fire beneath it. So zev zegar means mutter. That's the point of discussion between both of these versions of the Gemara. Let's take a look at Rashi. The first wide line. So towards the end, Vintin Salaiman, This is a bias speaking. If you propose the svirle zev is a goyim mutter, the Rebbe holds when we have two elements, one is one heter, it's mutter. V'reisha dahu, the beginning of that brisa that indicated that the told us the oven is aser, has to be demolished because it can no longer be used, because although you're going to have another ingredient, you're going to have the heter firewood, zev is a goyim is aser. That reisha loved Rebbe, it's not Rebbe, Elul Blazer. It's only by bread. Rebbe says it's aser. Baking bread near the isra of firewood is certainly aser. Mishum di shvach etzim begufa, because the shvach, the improvement, the benefit of the etzim are visible, are contained within the bread. V'nimtza kasha oichla. So when a person actually eats the bread, gufay hu anena min isra begar mechad. He's directly having anoah from the isra. Aval betanu chodesh v'tzim neishari. But if he merely galvanized a new oven, he completed the oven making process using the isra anoah, but then he cooled it off, it's mutter to use it, because the oven is aser, but the new firewood will be mutter, zev is a gerem is mutter. So according to that, hani ka'ares koiseis etzleiches, shel cheres. If you have these bowls, these cups, these plates of cheres, shetzirfan be'atzi asherah, which were hardened through atzi asherah, asiri afilu l'rebi, even according to Rebbe, it's aser. Why? The hoyesh shvach etzim bahen. It's like the bread. The shvach, the improvement of the etzim, embedded within these dishes. How do you enjoy it? How do you use it? Without another contributor. It's directly, direct use, a direct hanah. He's personally enjoying, he's benefiting from isra hanah, because isra hanah produced this product, this cup, which he's drinking from. It's different than a tanner. Over there, he only derives personal benefit from the tanner when there's another element introduced. You have the new firewood, which is serving as a joint producer with the oven to bring about the product of that bread. So since there's a double element here, iser and heter, in that case, Rabbi says, zev zagorim is mut. So in this case, Abai has told us, the bowls, the plates, all agrees aser because it's direct hanah from the firewood. Ki pligi, when then is your machlekes? Rebbe de le'aser el v'pas. Rebbe says only pas, which is direct product of the isra hanah. Rebbe Lezer islay zev zagoyim aser. In contrast, Rebbe Lezer says that even when there's a double element, one isra, one heter, it's still aser. When is the machlekes? What is the manifestation of machlekes? Betaner kedera, an oven, a pot. Shenaguf nana mehen, where a person doesn't have hanah from these things, hachi yav egoyim sheni, unless another cause arrives, for shel heter, and that second element is heter. What is an example of that? A kedera, a pot shetzarfa, kashi chadasha b'atzi iser, he galvanized, he hardened it with atzi iser. So according to the first version of the Gemara, since the pot can't really function without the fire beneath it, so the two elements joining together to produce the cooked food, and therefore according to Rebbe it's mutter. According to the second version of the Gemara, when it comes to a pot, it's different than an oven. A pot is considered direct hanah. There's only a single element there. Why? The hamakabel bishula, because it accepts the bishul, it contains the ingredients before you heat up the fire there. V'ika hanah tashmish shemishtamish v'beloy gerim acher. You're enjoying it without another element. Aval Tanor says Rashi ain oisten by pas alacha seiko shel goyim enter. When it comes to a oven, you don't place your dough in there until you heat it up, and once that happens, you have two elements present. You have the tanner, which is aser, with the new firewood, which is mutter. Zev is a goyim is mutter according to Rebbe. Okay, so in summary, at this point in the Gemara, we discussed two different types of aspects of deriving hanah from the isra hanah firewood. One is direct, for instance, baking your bread with the isra hanah firewood. So that's the direct hanah. According to Rebbe, it's also because he's benefiting from the firewood itself, which is also banah. According to Chachamim, no, the flame, although feeding off firewood, but the flame itself represents the incinerated portion of the firewood, which is no longer intact, no longer tangible, and therefore there's no concern of isra hanah. That's one aspect. And this would apply to anything produced directly from the isra hanah, which is going to be used directly. A plate, a bowl, a cup. And the other aspect, Zev is a Gur. So he took a new oven and hardened it using the Isra'na. But the oven itself won't be consumed directly. Rather, you have to introduce a new element of new firewood in order to use the oven for baking. So you have two elements, one Isra, one Heter. Zev is a Gur. According to Rabbi Elazar, Zev is a Gur, is Asur. Since they both contributed to production of that process, of that product, it's Asur. Whereas according to the other Shita, the Rabbanon, or perhaps Rebbe, Zev is a Goyim is Mutar. The element of Isser is Batel in the Heter, and the ensuing product is Mutar Bahana. So, how does Halacha follow? It says, the Gemara, Om Rav Yosef, Om Rav Yudah Mashmo. Tanur Sheisika B'Klipi Arla. A oven which was heated using the peels of the Arla fruit, which also Bahana, or Yibikashin Shoklaya Kerem, or the straw Klaya Kerem, Chodosh Yutatz, if it's a new oven, it has to be demolished. Yashan Yutzan, if it's an old oven, just cool it off and then use it. Ofa Baisapas. What if he used the Isra'na fuel to bake bread? Rabbi Aim Hapas Muteras. The product is Mutter. Vachom Aim Hapas Asura. Vatani Ifcha. But we just learned that Bryce in the reverse. What Rabbi says Asan, Chacham say Mutter. Shmuel Ifcha Tani. Shmuel had a reverse girsa, and according to that version, it was Rebbe who said Mutter, it was us. Everybody same. Alternatively, Shmuel really had our girsa, that Rebbe is the one who says Asr when he baked bread in this oven. The reason why Shmuel reversed the order, reversed the names, he wanted that the general public will adopt this shita, and therefore he figured, let me present it as though it is the shita of the Chachamim. This way it's going to be accepted by all. Generally, Shmuel holds that this is the halachic formula to follow. Halachic Rebbe Mechaveri. The halacha follows Rebbe Shita when he is in dispute with Chaveri, his colleague, a yachid against a yachid. But not when he is having a machlekes with Chaverov, many Chaverim. Yachid against the Rabbim. The halacha is not like Rebbe in that case. However, this is an exception. In this case, the halacha follows Rebbe's shita, even against his chaver. And he wanted that the general public will follow this shita. V'savar, he figured, esnai ifcha. Let me learn it, let me teach it in the reverse. So that the chachamim will be connected to the iser, meaning the shita of Isser will be attributed to the Chachamim. That's why he presented in this manner, as Mfarshim point out, that this is allowed in order to have the words of Torah be accepted and established properly. One can resort to these methods when he needs to. So the Shmuel presented the Shita of Asr in the name of the Chachamim, so that the general public will follow along and accept it as Halacha. Continues the Gemara, we had a case of coals, according to all Shitas. Once it got to the point of coals, we consider the Isra'na firewood as though it's no longer in existence, no longer intact, and therefore the product is mut. Bishlal gabi gecholim, divrei hakol hapas muteres. Now what type of coals are we speaking about? Rav Yehuda amar Shmo, that's one amora. Rav Chiya bar Ashi amar Rav Yechon, that's another amora. Chad amar, one of these amorim said, Leishanu el gecholim ayimamais. This only applies to coals which are ayimamais, they're dormant. They're not fired up. Aval gecholim loichashos, but gecholim which are fired up, loichashos means they're whispering, so they're still very active. Asur. In that case, it's also because the isur is still considered intact. Farshim explained, loichashos would mean if you would take a, how do you test it? You take a splinter and put it there, would it catch fire? So at that point, we still consider the wood and the fire to be very much intact. And according to this approach, we consider it like ordinary firewood, and the ensuing product is us. That's one approach. The other one said, no, even if they're whispering coals, they're fired up, they're still very active. Coals are coals. That's not the original firewood. And the product is mutar. According to all shittas. So, now according to the shita that said, whispering active coals are asur, Mishum Diyesh Shvach Eitzim V'Pas. We understand why, according to Rebbe, the bread produced through these coals is also because yesh shvach etzim bepas. We see the shvach, the benefit coming from the firewood. We see it in the bread. It's contained within the bread. Elamad amar. But according to the other shita, who said afilu leichashes mataris, even when the gecholam leichashes, when they were still active, it's mutar because it's coals, and coals are no longer considered iser intact. So if that's the case, pas the asar. So when we say that the Rebbe said the pas is asar, right? The pas is, that was baked through the iser is asar, because the yesh shvach etzim bepas, right? Because the shvach etzim is in the pas. The Rebbe hechem shkachzal. So this is all Rebbe speaking, right? Rebbe said that the bread produced through the firewood is also because the benefit of the firewood is visible, is nikar in the pas. When is that applicable? When is that to be found? If the gecholim, which are even loichashos, even active gecholim, are not considered to be iser intact, we consider the firewood to be non-existent, no longer tangible. So if that's the case, when does Rebbe Shita apply? Rebbe says you bake your bread in the town of using firewood, it's also when? If even these types of coals are mutter, when do we say it's out? Amra Papa, Kshavuka connect. Apparently Rebbe is speaking in a specific case where the avuka, the flame feeding off the firewood, is present and connected, it's opposite the bread, it's warming and heating up the bread. Only in that case does Rebbe say it's awesome. So again, we spoke about Gecholim. The Brisa says according to all shitas it's mutter. So according to one approach, they need to be dormant, but if they're awake and alive, that's considered like proper firewood. According to the second sheet, even if they're leichashes and ablaze and contain lots of fire, it's mutter, even according to Rebbe, is not considered to be iser intact. And according to this approach, when then does Rebbe say the bread is aser? When we have a flame present. Says the Gemara, mechlal d'rabbanan, the pligole. Apparently, if the only time Rebbe says it's aser is when we have a flame present, so apparently there are Rabbanu who disagree with Rebbe. Sharu, they allow afilu kshavuka kenegle, even when there's a flame right here. Because they hold that flame is not fire, the fire is is not wood, the wood has been incinerated, it's no longer in existence, and we don't have to reckon with the Isra Hano any longer. So according to them, el etzim di isur l'rabbanon, heichem ishkachslo. According to Rabban, when in the world do we find the concept of etzim, which asa b'ana? We had a Mishnah earlier that if a person removes Eitzim from an Asherah tree, it's Asher B'Hanah. When do we have an application for Isra Hanah by wood? If in all cases, you're allowed to break your bread. Says the Gemara, Amar Ami Bar Chama B'Shar Shifa. Very simple, we're speaking about, he took the wood and formed a chair or a stool with it. The firewood is, the wood is intact. He's not burning it. In that case, certainly it's Asher B'Hanah. Let's see Rashi, up on top. Eitzim the Yisura, the mitzri banol rabban hechem eshkachslo. Kon rabban, when do we find an example of wood which is asbano b'shar shifa kisei leishav alav, a chair for sitting, or adam raglov to use as a stool for his legs, then asan k'shem ben. The benefit is coming directly from the wood. By the mamish, it's tangible. Aval hanos hesek. Listen to Rashi. But when it comes to the hanos coming from incinerating, burning, using the firewood as fuel, Ein hana asay el al achabiuri. The hana only comes after the wood has been incinerated, or yibeshasper, or during the incineration. In either case, Rabban hold, the actual firewood is no longer deemed intact. So the resulting hana is not originating from wood, from mamashas, from tangible wood. And therefore, to Rabban, there's no concern with even baking bread using isra hana firewood. Bread is motabana. Continues the Gemara. Boi minei Romi bar Chomim Rav Chizda. So Romi bar Chomim asked Rav Chizda the following question. Tanur sheisikoi be'atzei hegdish. Suppose he took atzei hegdish firewood, and heated an oven with it, v'ofa bo'is ha'pas, and he baked his bread. L'rabbonon d'shor v'ka ma'isa. Mai. According to Chachamim, who were matir the bread, in the initial case with the Erla and the Kalei HaKerem, what is the halacha by hegdish? Is it different? Is it the same? Omar lei hapas asur. So Rav Chisda responded, no, in this case it's different. The bread is asur. So he asked him, Uma ben zula arla? Why is this different than arla? Amar Rava, hachi hashta. Now, how could you compare? Of course, hegdish is different. Arla betela b'masayim. We know that one portion of arla, which mixes with 200 portions of heter, the arla is batel. Hegdish, as opposed to hegdish, afilu be'elef le'batel. Even if you mix it with 100 times as much, it's not batel. Therefore, when you have this hegdish firewood producing the bread, generally the chacham say, well, the element of wood is batel here. It's batel in the bread. But when it comes to hegdish, which doesn't have batel, so certainly even according to chachamim, the element of firewood present in the fire is not batel. Therefore, it certainly would be us. So what are you even questioning? Of course. You can't compare Ola to Hegdish. Ela Marava, Ikashli Hakasha. If there's anything to ask, this is what he could have asked. Valoimol Hamasik. Fine, Hegdish is not batel. But when a person commits Me'ila, he misuses something of Hegdish. What happens then is that the item of Hegdish becomes transformed to Chulin. It's no longer Kaddish. That's one of the results of Me'ila. Me'ila is an Isser, but afterwards the thing becomes Chulin. V'chaleicha demol ha-masik nafkulu l'chulin. So whenever the Masik, the one who heated up the oven using the Atzie Hegdish, committed Me'ila, nafkulu l'chulin, they meant to go out to Chulin. So the bread should be mutter. As soon as he misused the firewood, he lit it, it becomes Chulin. It's no longer Hegdish, of course. The bread should be mutter. So why did Rav Chisda respond, well, by baking bread in a oven with Atzi Hegdish, even the Rabbanu would agree to us. Why? The Hegdish is no longer Hegdish after Me'ila. Amra Papa. He was speaking about a case where there was no Me'ila. Hoche ba'atzi shlomim askin. He was speaking about wood which was earmarked to be used for a shlomim, to be sold and money used for the shlomim. And as Rashi explains, since shlomim is kachim kalim, there's no me'ila applied there. It's meant to be consumed by the owner, by the bailim. It's not called kachi Hashem. It's not kachi kachim. So, when there's no me'ila, it doesn't go l'chulin. So we're speaking about wood, which was designated for atzei shlomim, which does not have the concept of me'ila. So even if they light it, it remains kaddish, and therefore the bread is awesome. Where do we find this concept that when there's no me'ila, it remains within Hegdish's domain? But leave the Yehuda. Similar to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Hegdish, b'shoigeg mischal. If a person misuses Hegdish, b'shoigeg, in which case there is Me'ila, mischal, then the Hegdish now goes to Chulin. B'mezid, however, if he did it deliberately, in which case there is no Me'ila, eina mischal, that object does not become Chulin. B'mezid, my time aloy. Why b'mezid doesn't become Chulin? Kivan, the lav bar Me'ilu, since this fellow is not a candidate for Me'ila, he hasn't committed Me'ila, so this item doesn't go to chulin. Shlomim nami, shlomim as well. Kima de lav bar me'ilu. This wood which was designated for shlomim, since the shlomim is not something which contains me'ilu, because it's a kachim kalim, loy nafka l'chulin. Therefore, this firewood would not go to chulin. So just as mezit, the item which was misused by mezit, that item is lav bar me'ilu. Who? It's not something which involves me'ilu. So when there's no Me'ila, it doesn't go to Chulin. Shlam as well, since these things are not connected to the concept of Me'ila, there's no Chulin involved as well, so this firewood, although he lit it, remains Hegdish. And the bread, which was produced, is Asur. Okay, let's just dwell on this for a moment. So you're proposing that whenever the Masik, the one who heated up the oven using this firewood, did Me'ila, the result will be that the firewood has now been transferred into Chulin. V'atanya will enter the brine, so calling a shrofen, Ephraim Mutter. All the Isurei Hana, which need to be burnt. There's a mitzvah to burn them. So when he does so, the Ephra, the ashes, are Mutter. Chutz me'ashe Hashera, except for Atzei Hashera, which are by the Zorah. V'Ephra Hegdish Lo'ilam Asur, and the ashes of Hegdish, which will always remain Asur. Why? If a person takes wood of Hegdish, commits Me'ila, burns it up, Now the Efer should be Mutter because it's Chulin. Says when we're speaking where there was no Me'il. Omar, Rami, Bachama, Kigon, Shanaflet, Leika, Me'a, Lea, Ba'atze Hegdish. What happened was that the Atze Hegdish caught fire on their own. The Leika, Inish, the Nimble, there's nobody there to do Me'il. So they remain within Hegdish's domain. Rav Shmaya Omar, Boysen, Shetun, and Gniza was speaking about those ashes which need to be buried, hidden from the Trumas Hadashan. Tichsiv v'somoy benachas. You meant to take off the ash from the Mizbeach and place it down. Benachas, don't throw it, place it down softly. V'somoy kuloy, the entire content needs to be placed down. V'somoy shleifazer. V'somoy teaches us, don't disperse it, place it neatly in its place. And we learned that it's meant to stay there, and actually there was a nace where it was swallowed into the ground. And we learned from here that it's asur b'hano. So this ash is unique. And the Issur HaNo remains throughout. However, when it comes to your typical piece of wood which belongs to Hegdish, if indeed there was Me'ila committed here, of course, that piece of wood is no longer considered Hegdish, rather, it goes L'chulin. So in conclusion, we learned about four different ways of using Eitzim of Issur HaNo and their halachis. The top one is taking wood and forming it into a chair, which is direct usage. All agree is Asur. What if you used Eitzim of Issur HaNo as firewood to bake bread or to produce his bowl, his cup, to harden it in the oven? So that's considered direct use. That depends. If he's using Atzei Hegdish, all agree it's Asur. We're speaking that there was no Me'ila which would take these Eitzim and make them Chulin. For instance, if they were designated for Shlomim, where there's no Me'ila, or it was Bemezid, in which case there's no Me'ila, the wood remains Hegdish. Now, if it was Eitzim of Arla, or other types of Issur HaNo, like Kalei HaKerem, which were used to bake his bread, according to Rabbi, it's also because that's considered directly benefiting from the wood. Because the wood is no longer considered in existence. The next level would be Zev HaZegoyrim. For instance, if you use the firewood to harden a new oven, or some say this would apply to a forming of a pot as well. So, for instance, in the case of the oven, you can't use the oven directly. You have to introduce a new element. Bring some firewood to go ahead and produce some more bread. Or in the case of the pot, he has to bring some wood, some fire, to allow the pot to cook. So we're going to have two elements working in tandem. Zev is a goyim. Kointer blez, it's asur. Chulacham, it's mut. And finally, we have the case of the coals, which some explain, referring to even gecholam leichashayis, alive and ablaze. In this case, all agree it's mutter, even if he went ahead and baked his bread there, because the Isser is no longer considered intact. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi the Omer, ein b'ruchametz el ha-shreifa. It's according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only way to dispose of ruchametz is by burning. Chachamim say, use any method you wish. Tanya, om Rabbi Yehuda, ein b'ruchametz el ha-shreifa. The only way to be mevar ruchametz is by burning. How do I know? V'adin noisin. Going to apply this formula, this kavachoyim, to teach us this halach. Uma noisar, she'enoi bebal yiro ubal yimotze, since we find that noisar. So if you have leftover from the carbon, there's no isar bal yiro bal yimotze. Still and all, ton sreifa, needs to be burned. Chametz, certainly chametz, which has the added element, she'eshnoi bebal yiro ubal yimotze. Of course, like kolshkin, she'ton sreifa, of course, it needs to be burned. Amr lois, a chum responded, look, Kol din shata don. Anytime you want to employ a kavachomer, tchilasa lahachmer v'soif lahakel, which begins based on a chumra, such as over here, the chametz which is more chumra than noisar as balirah, certainly you need to burn it v'soif lahakel. But the result will be a kula, as we're going to see in a second. Ein din, that can't work. Kavachomer is based on the fact that it's more stringent. If noiser, which is more lenient, has this din of sreifa, certainly the chametz, which is more stringent, will have this din as well. But if it's going to result in a kula, then it removes the entire validity of the kavachomer. What is the kula? Lo imotza eitzim l'sreifa. What if this fellow can't locate some firewood to use for burning of his chametz? You're exempting him. That's the only way to invite chametz. This fellow will be yehi yoyshev ubato. He'll sit and just idle. He's not going to have anything to be mevar chametz with. So it's going to be a kula resulting from this kavachomer. So on the one hand, you're saying, well, you need to be soyrif, but since you're only giving him one option, in absence of that option, if it's not available to him, he's going to be potter from Bir Chametz. So the entire basis of the Kal V'Chomer has been pulled out. Because the reason why you want to obligate Sreifa by Chametz is because Chametz is Mochomer, but it can result in Nikula as well, to make him potter from Bir Chametz. So you can't apply a Kal V'Chomer in this manner. And the Chacham continued, V'Toyer Amra, Tashbizu Sarim Bateichem. He meant to abolish the sur from your homes. What do you get Sreifa from? Any type of manner, any method can be employed to be mashbiz your chametz. Okay, so Chachamim negated the Kal V'Chomer. Chazar B'Yehuda, V'Dani D'Nachem. So Yehuda came around and he applied another formula. Instead of a Kal V'Chomer, which won't work, he applied something called a Binyan Av. So we connect the two things, we find a similarity, and we say, well, let's connect them entirely and learn one from the other. Noiser asa b'achilu. We find that noiser is asa b'achilu. And likewise, v'chametz asa b'achilu. Ma noiser b'sreifa. Just as noiser is meant to be burnt, av chametz b'sreifa. Likewise, chametz is meant to be burnt. And Tosis points out that there's a similarity, a strong similarity, because noiser is something not meant to be left over. Right, it's a portion of the carbon which was left beyond the allotted time, and chametz is not meant to be left over to Pesach. So there is a strong basis of similarity here. So this was Rabbi Yehuda's limud. Amar Loizer responded, Nevela techich. We'll bring a raya from Nevela to disprove you. Shasur b'achilu, although it's asur b'achilu, be'ena tuna sreifa, there's no sreifa needed there. So perhaps chametz as well. It's asur b'achilu, yeah, but who says sreifa? Amar lehen, so Rabbi Yehuda responded, hefresh, there's a big difference. Noiser asa b'achil u'bahana. Noiser has both elements, isur achil and hana. Likewise, chametz. V'chametz asur b'achil u'bahana. So there are two similarities, and therefore we can connect them. Ma noiser ton streifa. Just as noiser requires streifa, av chametz ton streifa. Likewise, chametz needs to be burnt. And this is unlike nevela, because over there there's only isur achil and hana. So chametz is meant to be compared to noiser. Amar Lois, they responded. Again, by saying, look, Sharniskel Yechiach. We can negate your connection by being a raya from the Sharniskel. Sha'asu b'achil u'bahana. There are both Yisur, b'achil and anah. And still, v'enotan sreifa doesn't need to be burnt. Likewise, chametz shouldn't need to be burnt. Omer lan hefer. So Rida responded, there is a difference. Noisu asu b'achil u'bahana v'onish karis. Noisu contains all three elements. Yisur, achil, hana, and there's an onish karis for eating noisu. And likewise, chametz contains all three elements. V'chametz asur ba'achilu, u'bahana, v'anish karis. So there's a strong correlation here, a very strong connection. This is different than Sharon Niskal. Here you have karis as well in noiser and chametz. Therefore, there's a strong connection. Ma noiser b'sreifa, av chametz b'sreifa. So just as noiser is meant to be burnt, chametz as well. Amar loy, Chacham responded again, no. Chelmoy, shal shor haniskal yechiach. We can bring a raya from the chel of the fat of the Sharon Niskal, which has all three elements. She'asu b'achila, u'bahana, v'anish karis. Right? Chelav is anish karis. So there are three elements there. You can't eat it, you can't derive benefit, and there's an anish karis for eating it. And still, v'ein ton sreifa, it doesn't need sreifa, so perhaps chametz as well, despite the fact that it's isra, achila, hana, and karis, won't be sreifa. Chazar Rabbi Yehuda v'dan d'nach. So Rabbi Yehuda turned around and applied a different formula, slightly modified the formula. He says, forget about achila, anoa, and karis. Focus on one single element. Noisar yesh noi, b'bal teisiru. Noisar contains the element of b'bal teisiru. Not meant to leave over. Right? It's a leftover portion of the carbon. V'chametz yesh noi b'bal teisiru. And likewise, chametz has b'bal teisiru. It wasn't meant to be left over into Pesach. So they're both very similar in nature, and we connect the two things. Ma noisar b'sreifa. Just as noisar needs to be burnt, av chametz b'sreifa. Likewise, chametz needs to be burnt. So this is a unique element found in both noisar and chametz, as opposed to the other nevela and sharon niskal, don't have this element. Therefore, there's a good connection between chametz to noisar. Amar loy, Chacham responded, we'll bring a raya against you. Asham tali. If a person has a suffix whether or not he did an avera which involves karis, so he brings an asham tali. V'chata so'if habala suffix. An isha who's unsure whether he has to bring a carbon upon childbirth. So what does she do? She brings a chatas bird ala safik. Lidvarecha yechich. According to your opinion, these things will be a raya against you. Why? Shein b'bal teisiru, because Rashi learns this is in reference to the asham tali. You're not meant to leave it over chutz l'zmanei beyond its prescribed zman. So there's an isser of noiser, and what happens to that noiser of the asham tali? Sha'ono oimer b'sreifa. We maintain, yeah, you have to burn it like every other noiser. However, v'ata oimer b'kvura, you hold that you meant to bury it. This is discussed in the Gemara and Tumura. So according to you, how does it work? It seems to be inconsistent with what you just told us now, that anything that involves Baal Toysiru is to be burnt. So how do you maintain that you bury it rather than burn it? Shasak Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda remained silent. Rabbi Yosef, Hainu Damri Inchi. Over here we can apply the common saying, Kapa, the chata nagra, the kapa, the spoon, the chata nagra that the nagra, the carpenter, carved out, bigavo, in that very spoon that he himself carved out, nisroif chardla, who burned his tongue in that sharp mustard contained therein. Meaning that the chachamim used Rabbi Yehuda's own shita, stated elsewhere, to challenge his shita here. Abaye Amar is another phrase that can be applied. Sadna, the person who the laborer who went ahead and designed the foot shackles for the prisoners, Besidni Yosef, and those very same shackles that he designed, Yosef, he sits when he's caught as a ganav, as a thief, he's placed in those same foot shackles, Midvil Yode, using his own handiwork, Mishtalim, he will be paid, meaning his own handiwork comes back to haunt him. Rav Amar, another version, Gira, the fellow who designed the, produced the arrows, Begirei Miktel. He's going to get killed with his own arrows, Medvil Yad Mishtalim, using his own handiwork, Mishtalim, he will be paid, meaning his own handiwork will come back to haunt him. This is all a mashal to what happened here. Chacham used Rabbi Yehuda's own shita to negate his shita over him. Okay, time for a brief chazar of today's daf. We discussed Eitzim of Yisra Hanah and various forms of Hanah. We have four levels of usage and various halachas. If you took the actual piece of wood and formed a chair from it, all agree it's asur. If you use it to bake bread in an oven, or to produce bowls, plates, cups, well, it depends. If he's using Atzei Hegdash, which is not going to be bottle, all agree that it's asur. We're speaking that there was no me'ilah here, for instance. The wood was designated for shlomim, or he did the Hanah b'mezid, in which case no me'ilah was done, and the wood remains within Hegdash property, and therefore the resulting Hanah is asur. If he used other types of Isur Hanah, Arlo Kla'akerim, to bake his bread, according to Rabbi, it's asur because the flame coming from the Isur Hanah is feeding off the Isur Hanah wood and is producing that piece of bread. According to Chacham, it's mutar because Isur Hanah wood is no longer intact and is considered to be bottle. The next level involves Zev Zegerim. So he went ahead and he hardened his new oven or his new pot using Eitzim of Isur Hanah. Then he's going to turn around and use that equipment to produce something. He's going to bring some firewood, which is mutar, into this oven, which is asur, and produce a loaf of bread. So you have two elements, ze v'ze, one isur, one heter, producing that loaf of bread. Finally, Bryce told us, if he should choose to use the gecholim, not the actual wood, but the coals of the Isur Hanah wood, some say it's even referring to loichashes, active coals, and he baked bread using these coals, since the Isser is no longer intact, all agree, the resulting product is mutter. Included with the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon regarding the way to do bir chametz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only Sreifa will do. We concluded that he connects it to Noiser, just as Noiser has a Baal Toysiru, not meant to leave it beyond his man, and therefore needs Sreifa. Chametz as well has Baal Toysiru. It's not meant to be left beyond his man into Pesach, and therefore it needs to be burnt as well. Chacham disagree. They say, well, Tashbisu indicates any type of beer will do, burn it, toss it into the sea. In any manner which you see fit, you have a kind mitzvah of Tashbisu.